From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Police in the U.S. city of Boston arrested dozens in protests surrounding a free speech rally. Mayor Marty Walsh said that the peaceful demonstration showed the city stands for both peace and love.
And I think it's important that today in our city, there's been a lot of work done to be able to come in and to be able to protest, to be able to express themselves all the way from Roxbury Community College all the way to Boston Common. I was at Roxbury Community College earlier, and you could just feel a sense of pride being there, that people were going to come out and make a statement about how great we are here in the city of Boston. So I want to thank all of the people that came out today. I want to thank all the people that came out to share that love, that message of love, not hate, to fight back on racism, to fight back on anti-Semitism, to fight back on the white supremacists that were coming to our city, on the Nazis that were coming to our city. I want to thank everyone that came here today. I want to thank everyone that came here and expressed themselves in such a positive, great manner today.
Most of the arrests were for disorderly conduct, some for assault and battery during scuffles between police and protesters. President Trump says his administration has made decisions on how to deal with the 16-year war in Afghanistan. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says a new strategy would protect America's interest in the South Asian region, and the details would be forthcoming. Police in Spain and France continue their search for a 22-year-old Moroccan national whom they believe is at the center of Thursday's terror attack in Barcelona. Police believe he is the leader of a 12-person jihadist terror cell responsible for a van ramming 13 people, killing them, 130 others injured. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has asked people to pray for a young Australian boy who is missing after that van struck the popular city of Barcelona, Spain, its promenade, and killing a number of people.
In this attack, we've seen Australians injured, and there is a little Australian boy whose mother was badly injured and is in hospital, and he is lost. He's missing in Barcelona. So I think we should all, in our quiet moments, say a prayer for that little boy. All of us as parents know the anguish his father is going through and his whole family is going through as they rush to seek to find him in Barcelona.
Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has said earlier that four Australians were injured in the Spain attack. Analysts say there were some unexpected poll results in Kenya this year, including the ruling party's success in gubernatorial and parliamentary races and an increase in women and youth being elected at local levels. They also questioned whether the $483 million that Kenyan taxpayers spent on a digital election was actually worth it. We go to Nairobi now and VOA's Jill Craig for more.
Nairobi roads have returned to their usual pre-election bustle, and Kenyans have gone back to work. But the elections are not quite over, as opposition leader Raila Odinga insists the presidential poll was stolen and has announced plans to challenge the outcome at the Supreme Court. Official results show President Uhuru Kenyatta defeated Odinga 54% to 45%. University of Warwick Professor of Comparative Politics Gabrielle Lynch says most people expected a tighter presidential race. Kenya's treasury says the government allocated $483 million for the election, with $415 million directed to the Electoral Commission, known as the IEBC. Kenyan researcher Nanjala Nyabola says despite these large sums, there still were problems with the voter registry, the transmission of vote counts, and a delay in the release of polling station tally forms.
We were promised a digital election. We didn't have a digital election. The only thing that was digital was the voter registration.
Jill Craig, VOA News.
Experts say questions have come up about the future of the U.S.-South Korea security alliance as the nations take different approaches to North Korea, despite the fact that the decades-long relationship remains robust right now. Questions about the strength and resilience of the Washington-Seoul relationship loom large after South Korean President Moon Jae-in declared August 15th in a TV speech that he would be no military action on the Korean Peninsula.
That's the latest world news from VOA.